We are on the fly today at the Four Corners, which is when you come in the gate, the main gate, and you walk towards the flight line and towards Boeing Plaza, you're going to cruise right through Four Corners. It's kind of the welcoming area of EAA for new people attending and for anybody wandering around the grounds, actually. And David Lighting is with us. He's the program manager for the Young Eagles program. And as a staff member, he's got his finger on the pulse of everything going on here at AirVenture. What else do we want to talk about in this program?
Yeah, Jeff, I think, you know, in that last segment, Danielle gave us an awesome rundown of what's going on at the Youth Welcome Center and how they want to send these kids and these families to the other areas on the convention grounds so they can get the most out of their visit. And Monday, we had a pretty exciting groundbreaking and a pretty big announcement as it relates to the future of youth activities here at convention. So, Danielle, obviously we talked about welcoming these families here, but what was this groundbreaking on Monday that we're all so excited about?
I don't know if I can explain how excited I am to be able to finally share with our AirVenture attendees about this exciting new location for families. We will be moving the current KidVenture, which right now is located in the Pioneer Airport hangars, and we're going to be bringing that to the grounds.
Really?
Now, it will
not. No more buses.
No more buses. Yeah. Yes. We'll talk a little bit about the why. You know, you probably can predict some of the reasons. But it will not just be KidVenture. It will be an expanded KidVenture. But we're also going to add some family amenities along with some programming for teenage group. And we're going to get in more detail about that in a little bit. But a couple of the reasons why we want to move this to the grounds. It is logistically really challenging for families to decide whether they're going to spend the day out there. And, you know, maybe they won't be able to make it to the main grounds because it is, you know, it's difficult. Either you're loading on a bus or you're walking along the road where the buses are. And we just, I mean, I got three kids of my own, and that's a hard experience for families. And we don't want to have it be a difficult experience. Because they're doing such amazing things over in KidVenture, and we don't want it to be something that they miss out on. And we just want them to be a part of this whole thing. So the logistics part of it, and the safety and security as well. And we just want to make our volunteers more comfortable. We're going to have some you know, permanent buildings where the new location will be, that will be air conditioned. So we'll break down some of the other areas within this space, but it will be called Discovery Park.
Okay.
And it will be located just to the southwest of the Blue Barn.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We have that large grass area, and that entire grass area will be Discovery Park, which will have a variety of fun family areas.
Well, there's a really nice amount of real estate there, so you can put up a nice facility.
Yes. Well, and the great thing is it is going to be sandwiched right between the Blue Barn and then Gateway Park, so you'll have some of the colleges that will be able to showcase themselves on one end. On the other end, you'll have, you know, kind of that on-ramp into the EAA chapter and Young Eagle World, which are also critical components of how we're trying to get the youth engaged year-round. But I also want to introduce Alyssa Clancy, who is another one of our program managers here at EAA. She oversees all of our on-site year-round youth programs that we do over in the expanded EAA Education Center, as well as, you know, some of the other field trips and things like that come through. Alyssa, I know you've worked really close with Danielle over the last couple of months to help start to pull together, you know, some ideas for what Discovery Park wanted to look like. Can you talk a little bit about, A, the programs that you run year-round for EAA and maybe how you're going to try to leverage those and pull those into what goes on at, you know, at Discovery Park?
Absolutely. So over at the Education Center, which we opened that up in 2022, it was an addition to the museum. We're very fortunate that EAA sees the future of aviation in the youth. And so they put the resources into building this space where we actually have about 7,000 kids that go through that space every year. So whether that's through field trips, after school clubs, scout groups, we've got one-off events, Girls on the Fly, we've got camps, you name it, we're probably doing it over there. So it's a really great place that we can make an impact year round. And we are able now with Discovery Park to pull some of those programs, like you said. So Discovery Park is going to be, like Danielle said, it's an expansion. So I'm just going to walk us through kind of what the different areas are, and then we can talk about some of the programming. As you enter Discovery Park, there's going to be an information booth right there ready for you to help you navigate the park. But in there, you're also going to be able to learn about Aero Educate and Young Eagles, which you guys touched on earlier a little bit. And then what you're going to come upon is a building with a youth forms area. So we are going to specifically pick out speakers that can come in and talk directly to a youth audience. We have obviously hundreds and hundreds of forms and workshops here. Sometimes they're not always catered to that younger teenage age. So we're going to make sure we pull in the speakers that can do that, help them figure out what is this journey in aviation look like for me. Sometimes it might be as simple as come talk to an astronaut, have lunch with them, or what flight schools are around, what options are there for me to learn to be a pilot, you know? So we're going to have a wide range of options for them to attend there. Inside that same building, we're going to have a retail store aimed at the family audience. So this space is going to be for kids of all ages. So we'll have some fun stuff available for them there. And the one that I'm pretty excited about coming from a middle school teaching background is our Teen Venture building. So Kid Venture, we are building on the success of Kid Venture. They're doing awesome things over there. I attended Kid Venture as a kid. David, I know you did.
Yep.
I mean, the impact that it has is quite remarkable. So we wanted to make sure that once kids went through those programs, they had something else to go do as that teenage age. I know you talked about some of the opportunities on the grounds, and we just want to make sure that we beef that up a little bit. So we're going to have Teen Venture available. That will consist of some walk-up programming, some pre-registration activities that maybe dive a little bit deeper. We're hoping to maybe pull in some simulators. So we're still in the planning stages for that, but we're super excited to get started with it. Next to Teen Venture is Kid Venture. What's really cool is that Kid Venture building is going to be much larger. So we had about 17,000 square feet of exhibit space currently, and in the new space they're going to have 27,000. So it's quite an increase.
Oh, yeah.
I think families with strollers especially are going to appreciate it, because that means that there's going to be wider aisles to walk through, more opportunity for other businesses and, you know, partners to come in and do activities. It's going to be a great space. Also in there, some nice bathrooms for the families, some nursing rooms for moms. We're just trying to take care of the whole family experience.
So I know you're involved with a couple of other Air Venture specific programs. One of them that I think is really cool that's been going on for a while now, and I don't think Discovery Park is going to impact it at all, but that's the Girl Venture Camp that goes on. Can you just bring a little bit of visibility to that and what that is and any future plans? I mean, will Discovery Park impact that program at all?
I think Discovery Park is going to be a great place for the girls to go. So for those of you that aren't aware, we have Girl Venture Camp. It starts on Sunday. It goes through Wednesday. It's a day camp, so the girls leave at night but come back each day. We bring in about 25 different mentors, which are women throughout the aviation industry. They come in from all over the world, actually, to come here and just be with the girls and mentor them. And we have 80 girls every year. They get to do a bunch of hands-on STEM activities. They hear from professionals in the aviation industry. They get to go behind the scenes, and they go in the control tower during the air show. It's pretty cool, the experiences that they have and the connections that they make through that camp. You can see the impact of that. We've got a bunch of mentors that one of them actually, the girls went up in the control tower, and one of them was one of the controllers here. So it's pretty neat to see their journey. But the Discovery Park aspect of that is going to give them another space to go and get hands-on and do some pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, I think one of the really neat things about that Girl Venture Camp, Alyssa, is the age range of the mentors, too. You have, you know, very, very experienced mentors. You have some that are earlier in their career. And there's a handful that I've gotten to know now that they started as Young Eagles. They went to Air Academy, and now they're giving back through their volunteer, energy through this program, which I just think is awesome. So we talked a little bit before when we started. We were talking about Young Eagles, and you said, well, last night was a pretty big night from a fundraising standpoint. And the fundraising arm of everything we do here at EAA through the EAA Foundation is incredibly important to making sure we have the resources available to grow some of these programs. So we're going to now welcome on Margaret Burrell, who's the vice president of the EAA Aviation Foundation, as well as a couple of other areas within the organization. So Margaret, just because I think I shortchanged us a little bit when Jeff asked me how we did last night, what was our final fundraising total at the gathering?
Oh, okay. Our final fundraising total was $2.85 million.
Wow.
Yeah. We had a goal of 2.5, so we're pretty excited about it.
Yeah. And all these things that helps do is so incredible.
Yeah, and, obviously groundbreaking on a brand new area of the grounds with big air-conditioned buildings and quite an expanded area for these families and these youth is going to require, a level of funding. And, Margaret, I know you guys recently announced kind of a campaign around Discovery Park. Can you talk about that and, what's all involved? Are we seeing donors already step forward? I mean, what's going on?
Sure. So at the groundbreaking on Monday, we announced publicly a $6 million capital campaign to fund the building of Discovery Park. At that time, we also announced that we have $2.2 million already secured for that campaign from four leadership donors. So it's pretty exciting to see people already stepping up and wanting to support it and just investing in that commitment. So, and since then, we've had probably another half a dozen to a dozen donors come by and say, how can I help? How can I support Discovery Park? So we're off to a really great start.
And I think what's really important about what you just touched on, Margaret, is the membership should know we're not using their membership dollars in their operation, in our operational funds to do this. This is going to be completely driven by the work that you guys do through the fundraising efforts.
Correct. Just like the Youth Education Center was fully funded by donor dollars. We went out, we raised the dollars for it to bring that to life. That's what we're going to do with Discovery Park as well. So any support that people want to give or how they want to get involved, they can reach out to the foundation, or they can visit eaa.org/discoverypark.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming and letting us know. I think people are going to be very excited about that because that is a major step forward for AirVenture.
Yeah, because I think anybody that you talk to, no matter if they're 32, 52, 82, I think we all have that same drive to get the next generation involved, because we know if we're not, filling the footsteps of those that have, kind of come before us, who knows what the future of aviation looks like. And it's critical for all of us to play whatever role we can in getting those kids involved.
That's right. Well said. Margaret, thanks for the great news.
Okay.
All right, J-Mon-J, we're on the fly here at Four Corners. We'll take a break, and then we've got more to talk about with David Lighting, the program manager of Young Eagles. You're listening to EAA Radio.